Hey there, people listening to the RSS feed. This is RBCP, and I've been pretty much neglecting this feed for the past 6 months because I've been concentrating on YouTube, and I don't know, some people have complained to me that they miss the feed, they miss the podcast feed, and I'm doing stuff for YouTube now and not the podcast feed, so I just want to let you guys know that I'm going to start converting YouTube video into audio and putting it on the feed, on the PLA radio feed, the original, the primary feed on phonelosers.org, phonelosers.org/feed. And you're going to start getting all the material that I put out pretty quick, you know, like right after it comes out on YouTube. So be happy that I'm going to do that. It's going to be the most amazing thing ever. Well, not really. Like, I'm not going to record intros or anything. I'm just going to pretty much just rip the audio from the video and, you know, put it on this feed so you guys have something to listen to, since I don't do PLA radios anymore and I don't do the phone show anymore and all that stuff. So be expecting a lot of that. I'm probably going to convert a lot of it here in the next few days while I'm all motivated to do this. And then after that, I'll forget about it forever. No, not really. I'm going to try and keep up with this because I really like doing the format of YouTube that I've been doing. But I also feel like I'm kind of, you know, neglecting all you RSS people who still love getting audio on your iPods and iPhones and stuff. So yeah, it's here. It's you're gonna start having cool pranks again, just like the good old days. Just no PLA radio and no phone show. But here's the first one. This is Christmas Portraits. The Portrait Studio calls. I don't remember if the videos even explain what I did here, but I called up a certain portrait studio during the holidays and talked to their employees out of customer phone numbers, and then I called all the customers, and you can guess what happens next. So here it is. Enjoy this, and expect much more of this very soon.
Ho, ho, ho! Santa Claus here! On behalf of the Phone Losers of America, I'm here to wish you all a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Here are a few holiday prank phone calls for you to enjoy.
Hello.
Hi, is this Francie?
Who's calling?
I'm calling from Portrait Studio.
How can I help you?
You had pictures done today, and it seems like our computer crashed, and we've lost all of your photos. So we're going to need you to come back in.
Are you kidding me?
No, I'm not kidding.
Their computer crashed, and I need to come back and do that.
Yeah, that's what I just said. I you don't have to repeat me. I know what I said. Jesus.
I'm talking to somebody else.
Oh, I see. I'm sorry. I didn't realize that.
Okay.
So it looks like we won't be able to schedule anything until February. And you'll have to pay for them again?
I just paid for them.
I know, but we lost those. So we can't use those. We have to start over. So you're going to have to pay for the picture.
So is it credited back to my account now?
Oh, no, no. We don't have any way to do that. Because the computer crashed.
Okay, so the $20-something dollars that I just paid, I lost out on.
Yeah, sorry about that.
No way. There's no way. I want to speak to a manager right now.
Well, I'm the manager of the Portrait Studio.
So you're telling me I'm beat out of $26?
It's just $26. It's not that much, really. We can,
really?
We can put
it's
it,
not that much.
I can give a 10% discount on your next order.
No, I don't think so. I do not think so.
Well, I don't have to give the discount. I was just trying to be nice.
You need to refund my money.
Okay, well, hopefully we're going to send the computer in to have everything recovered, so maybe we'll be able to, but it's hard to say because our computers are really old here. We're still running XP on them.
I want to speak to your supervisor right now.
Okay, well, he's not available. I can have him call you back later, maybe.
Yeah, you have him call me back.
But is February okay? I can schedule February 8th?
No, February is not okay. These are Christmas pictures.
Well, you're not going to get them by Christmas.
I'm supposed to get them December 24th.
Yeah, good luck with that, because our computer's been... It crashed.
You're very rude for a manager.
Well, I'm just the department manager of the Portrait Studio.
Well, I want a supervisor, somebody who's higher than you are, to call me back.
Okay. Well, you don't need to be so pissy with me. I'm just trying to let you know that.
You need to watch your language.
It's just pissy. It's not that bad of a word. I didn't say fuck or anything. Come on.
I want to speak to your supervisor right now.
He's not available.
How is he not available?
He's not available. I don't have to tell you where he is.
I'm going to call the police department.
For what?
Yeah.
So for what? Why are you calling the police? That's retarded.
That's retarded?
You're going to call the police? You're going to tell the police, oh, we got bad customer service. Arrest these people immediately. How stupid is that?
No, you stole my money, what you did.
We didn't steal anything. You gave us that money, and we gave you a receipt for it. So there's no theft.
And you're not refunding my money.
So write a bad Yelp review. Don't call the police. The police have better things to do.
I am calling the police.
The police have better things to do than listen to your complaining. You know they're just going to laugh at you. I mean, they'll pretend to care about your situation.
Oh, my God. They're just going to laugh at me, huh?
Because you're wasting their time and resources. They have better things to do than listen to housewives.
They have better
housewives
things to
complain.
Do. What is your name?
My name's Roy.
Roy?
I think you're being really selfish
great.
Right now.
Hello?
Oh, hi, Brian?
Yeah, hi.
Hey, this is Roy from the Portrait Studio.
Oh, okay. Hi, how are you?
Oh, pretty good. We had a problem with our computer, and we lost all your pictures by accident. The computer hard drive crashed, and we lost everything. So we're going to need you to come in for retakes.
Crap. That's not good. Okay.
Yeah, that sucks. We have to replace the hard drive. It's going to be upwards of $100 for the new hard drive here, so that sucks for us.
Oh, man, I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah. So can you come in on January 13th?
Shoot. We were really hoping to... we were supposed to have these pictures for my mom. We were going to give them to her for Christmas, so we were hoping get that done before then, but I don't think that's feasible anymore. So
obviously not. I mean, duh.
Yeah.
Can you come in 20 minutes?
In 20 minutes, I couldn't get my brothers live in Fort Collins and down south too.
Well,
so,
since you're refusing to cooperate and won't come in 20 minutes, we're not going to be able to refund any of the money. We're going to have to charge you again.
You're going to have to charge me again.
Yes, definitely. But maybe we can give it 10% discount or something. I don't know. 5%. No, probably 10.
So now, I'm okay with your scheduling. I mean, that's fine. But you're not going to charge me twice for the same pictures, even though I didn't get the pictures.
We have to because the hard drive crashed and we lost all the billing stuff, and it would be really difficult to refund you. So we just can't.
So what? But you've already taken the money off my credit card.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, it's pretty much just lost in the computer. So it's not us that has it, really. It's just gone.
My money's just gone?
Yeah, it's just disappeared, pretty much, because we don't have it. Computer crashed. We got to get a new hard drive.
No. Money doesn't just go away.
We got to hire a tech to put the new hard drive in.
I understand that, but you can't just say that, it sucks that your hard drive crashed and... Yeah, your money's gone, and it's just evaporated. That's not how the world works here.
Well, you don't need to treat me like I'm retarded. I'm just trying to figure out...
I know. I don't understand where money is just gone, and why I would need to be charged again if I've already paid.
We've got to pay for this hard drive. So we can't just be giving you money.
That's not my fault. No. I'm saying you took the pictures, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I paid for pictures, right?
Correct.
Okay, but your hard drive is broken, and now I don't have pictures.
Right, we don't have the money either, so it all works out.
Right. No. This doesn't work out.
You don't need to yell at
me. I'm not yelling at you, sir.
You can stop yelling right
Look,
now.
I'm not yelling. I'm talking
Listen
to you.
Listen to you, the way
matter.
You're saying that. I'm not yelling. God, you sound like a fucking Grinch.
Hey. Who is this? What is your name?
My name's Roy.
What's your name?
Roy.
Your name's Roy, and who are you with?
The Portrait Studio.
I need to speak to your manager.
I am the manager of this department.
Who's above you?
I don't know, the corporate office or something?
Give me the number for the corporate office.
It's 1-800.
Hold on, you wait 1 second, I need a pen.
Well, I gotta go, I got other people to call, so I'm just gonna let you go. But, you know, like...
No.
Call back and reschedule, and we'll figure something out, but you're definitely gonna have to repay, especially with your attitude.
Okay, you know what? Fuck you, I'm coming up
there. Hey.
Hello?
Hi, is this Erica?
Yes.
Hi, this is Roy from Portrait Studio.
Okay.
And we're having a little problem with your pictures here. It seems like our computer crashed, so we lost all of them. So we're going to need you to come back in for retakes.
Okay.
Can you be here in 20 minutes?
There's not any chance I could be there in 20 minutes, and this is actually horrible. Yesterday was really the only time I had to take them.
Oh, we could do 40 minutes. Can you be here in 40 minutes?
My husband's at work.
Oh. Okay, so we have February open?
February is when I can get my daughter's first Christmas pictures done?
Yes, February would be perfect. We have February 7th.
Completely inexcusable. Like, that's horrible.
Well, you can yell at Microsoft if you want, because it's our Windows computer
system.
Yes,
I would enjoy to yell at Microsoft. I had a horrible experience with you guys yesterday, and now this happens?
Yeah, pretty much, yeah.
Yeah, well, pretty much.
Okay, I'm just kidding with you. This is Ashton Kutcher. You're on Punk'd. We didn't lose your pictures. They're fine.
You're a fucking idiot.
No, you're an idiot. You're a bigger idiot than me. Damn it. So, sorry. Sorry about the prank. I was just kidding around with you. Your pictures are fine.
No, like, that's not fucking funny.
Well, you can yell at Sears for giving your phone number to Ashton Kutcher.
Obviously you're not Ashton Kutcher, you fucking idiot.
That's rude. Your kid's right there. You don't need to curse in front of your kid.
Hello?
Hi, this is Roy from the Portrait Studio. Is Kimberly around?
Who is this?
This is Roy from the Portrait Studio.
Okay, I'm an employee at the Portrait Studio at the mall, and there's no Roy that works there.
Oh, don't be a smartass. You know, next time you come...
Really?
Next time you come in here to work, I'm going to kick your ass, then you'll know I'm real.
Who is this?
This is Roy at the Portrait Studio, motherfucker.
Really?
Really?
You want this fucking problem, dude?
Yeah, you want to come here and fight me?
I'm telling you, I work at Portrait Studio.
I work at Portrait Studio.
And there's a boy that works there.
I've never heard of you. What's your name?
It doesn't matter what my name is.
Why do you
but
have...
I know there ain't no Roy that works there, so why the fuck are you calling this phone?
Why do you have Kimberly's phone? I'm going to call the police on you. You stole a cell phone.
It's my sister.
You fucking thief.
You don't work at Portrait Studio. Why are you calling this number?
I've worked there for 3 years, and I've never heard of you. And I've never heard of Kimberly. So obviously, you're a fraud.
I work there as a seasonal job. There is no Roy that works there.
Okay,
so
well, I've been there for...
Why would you instantly snap on me when I ask you a question?
I've been there for 3 years, and I've
never
heard
of you. Are you down there right now?
Yes, I'm here right now, you retard.
You're down there right now, and you just call me a retard? Because I would love to call the police on you. I'll come down there and kick my ass.
You're going to call the police for me calling you a name. That's what you're going to do.
Yeah, I can do that. You want to bet? That's called harassment.
Oh, that's harassment. You're going to call you're going to call the police. This guy called me a retard.
You know what? I'm going to come down
can
to
you arrest him?
Right now.
Hello?
Oh, hello. This is Steven. I'm the producer here at the radio station at 107.7 for the Gil and Roy show. And they just pranked you, and we need permission to put that on the air so they can laugh at you tomorrow morning.
So they can laugh at me tomorrow morning.
Yeah. We need to have, like, fax you a release form, and so they have to...
That was a prank.
I'm sorry? No. I know it was a prank. You don't have to tell me. That's what I'm telling you. Why are you telling me?
I'm talking to somebody else.
Oh, again with that. Listen.
I'm sorry. Where are you from again?
107.7 WKPR KPR W.
107.7 WKPR.
What's she saying?
Did we win anything?
Oh, fuck that, no.
Oh, fuck that, no. No, you're not getting my
face. Oh, wait, I tell you what. We'll give you a free picture tomorrow. We'll give you an extra print when you pick it up. But it's going to be in sepia tone.
Remember, kids, prank phone calls are a holiday tradition. And will never count against you when I make my list of who's naughty and who's nice! Santa Claus here! Here are a few holiday prank phone calls for you to enjoy.
Hello?
Hi, is this Sherry?
Yeah.
Hey, this is Paul from the Portrait Studio.
You had your pictures done with us yesterday?
Yes.
And we had a little problem here. Well, I mean, kind of a big problem. Like, all of the clothing in your pictures, it was pretty dark clothing, right?
No, we had red and white on.
Yeah, red. That's the bad one. Because we used to print out your pictures, we use thermal printers, and the heads on them get really hot, and because of the color of your clothing and the pattern and all that, basically it set the printer on fire. It set our printer on fire. The portrait studio is pretty much in ruins. I mean, all of your pictures are gone, all the computer data is gone, but the manager's telling me we're going to have to file charges against you for the fire, because it was your choice
what
of clothing.
Because
we use a thermal printer, and it set everything on fire. I mean, it set the printer on fire. The heat, the heads of it heat up. It's a really old printer, like a really old model, and it doesn't have the safety stuff built in, and it caught on fire when nobody was in the room, and it set the entire portrait studio on fire. The entire store had to close down today. You know, one of the busiest Christmas shopping days of the year.
Okay.
But they're saying that we may have to... I just wanted to kind of warn you, give you a heads up. They're talking about filing charges against you because of...
For what?
Well, it's because...
Did anybody tell us that we weren't supposed to use that color when we came in?
I would think it would just be common sense. Because is the color of clothing
common
like
sense to
that,
who?
That particular shade of red? It just like heats up on these old thermal printers that we use with Windows XP.
Okay, but we don't know what kind of computers you guys use, and if you guys knew that, then you guys should have told us that before we did it.
So you're saying that you know your excuse is ignorance. You should try that with a cop the next time you get pulled over.
No,
I didn't know what the speed limit was, and see how well that works, man.
How can it be that it's ignorance? I'm a customer. I don't know what kind of computers you folks use.
Did you hear my analogy with the cop getting pulled over? Tell a cop you didn't know what the speed limit was and see what he says.
No, that's something different.
I thought that was pretty brilliant.
That's something different.
Right.
I know what the speed limit is, but I don't know how you can turn around and say that we're responsible for it.
I don't know, man. I'm really upset because we, you know, people could have died today and it would have been all of your fault on Christmas.
Okay, how could it have been my fault?
Because of the colors.
Because of the clothing we chose to use to come and do our pictures?
Yes, and you wanted the darker background and everything and it heat up the heads.
No, the darker background was brought down by your photographer.
But that's what
we
you chose.
We didn't choose that dark background.
Because we use white for everything.
Okay, wait a second.
Everyone uses white.
Everybody uses white? To take pictures?
Most of them,
we had white on. My husband had white on.
No,
my
I'm talking about the background of the pictures, you dummy.
Don't call me a dummy, because I'm not a dummy.
I'm sorry. I'm really upset, because basically I'm out
of
the job
now,
because
the
portrait studios...
Well, I'm really upset, too, because if this was Christmas Eve, and you're telling me that we're going to be responsible for that, I'm pissed.
Well, it's not me that's saying you're responsible.
How can you call me on Christmas?
It's the manager.
Who's telling you that we're going to be responsible? Your manager?
Yeah, the store manager. Yeah, because they had to close down the entire store. We lost, like, so much money on sales. Like, we make, you know, probably $90,000 in the evenings on Christmas Eve, and we
didn't... Okay, tell me where you are calling from. Are you calling from this portrait studio, or are you calling from
this store? No, it caught on fire. We're not allowed in there anymore. It's been condemned until they can fix it.
You know, my husband's not going to be happy when he hears about this also, because it's like, you guys are putting the blame on us, and you know what? There's no blame on us.
Our 123 employees aren't going to be happy not to have a job right after Christmas because of your clothing choices.
Okay, so... Our perp went on fire today, and they had to...
I know. You don't have to tell me all this. I already know all this. Why are you telling me? This is what I just told you.
I'm not talking to you. I'm talking to my husband.
Oh, you forgot to tell me that.
Because the printer that they seem to use does not work well with red clothing. So when nobody was in the printing office, the printer caught on fire and burned the store down. So 125 employees are out of work, and they closed down today on the busiest shopping day. And they're going to put us responsible for it because of the clothing that we use to take our portrait.
The firemen are saying you're going to have to take fire safety training courses.
How are we going to have to take fire training safety courses? What I'm saying is, how do we know as customers what kind of printers you guys use to print out our pictures?
It's common sense. Everybody knows this. These printers...
Who's everybody that knows not to come in to use red?
These printers are from the 90s. Like, everyone has always known this.
You know what? We took Christmas photos. Red is a Christmas color.
Oh, don't be a smartass, ma'am.
I'm not being a smartass, and don't tell me that I'm not to be a smartass.
Ma'am, listen.
That's what we came in to take was our Christmas photos.
Yeah, obviously.
If your workers knew that red wasn't going to work, then they should have told us, oh, you know what, ma'am? Red is not a color that you guys should be using. We would have been happy to go on home and change.
She was a new employee, so she didn't know not to say red.
Now you're saying she was a new employee. She didn't know not to
She was a teenager, practically, and you're an old person. Like, old people should know.
Your guys fought for hiring a teenager and not saying that to us. Don't put the blame on us.
Don't try and pass the blame on us when you caught our store on fire.
Don't put the blame on us. We didn't catch your guys' store on fire. We came in and you guys did us a service. We paid $150 for a CD that we walked away with.
Oh, and
we didn't order any portrait.
And who's the idiot paying $150 for a CD?
Excuse me?
You heard me. I need to let you know I'm recording this call for quality assurance, and we have to pass along to the police.
You didn't tell me that before we started speaking, so therefore your call now, you're supposed to tell me that before we even started speaking that you're recording this call.
Well, it's a business calling you. What do you think's going to happen? Listen, ma'am, I have to go. I have to call other people and tell them, I have to tell the employees that they're out of a job now.
What is your name again?
Thanks to your negligence.
What is your name again?
Mike.
No, you told me your name was Paul when you first called.
Then
why'd
you ask?
Your name is Mike now.
Why'd you ask?
What is your last name?
Why are you asking if you know what my name is?
Because I want to know your first and your last name.
This is the same kind of deceit you used to get our picture studio to catch on fire.
The same kind of deceit I used to have your portrait studio catch on fire?
Ma'am, I have to go call other people. I'm going to let you go.
Hello?
Hi, yes. Is this, what's your name, Lihua? You're with, you have some pictures taken at Portrait Studio?
Yeah.
We seem to have a problem with your pictures. Were you making the finger in one of these pictures, or did you do something bad in one of them?
No, why?
Who else was in these pictures that made a dirty gesture in it?
Nobody did.
Well, somebody did. Someone snuck a finger in this one. Because we're not going to accept this. We can't print this, and we're not going to refund your money if you put dirty images in this at all. We have...
I can tell you for a matter of fact that you're looking at the wrong person's picture, because that's not mine.
Well, do you have children, maybe, that were showing their pussy lips or something like that?
Showing what?
Like big black pussy lips?
What is that?
Jenna?
Hello?
Hi, Jenna. I'm going to put my supervisor on the line. I'm with Portrait Studio. Did you have pictures taken recently?
Yes.
Oh, there's a big problem with this. It's disgusting. I'm going to put someone else. Brad, did you need to talk to her? Or who's talking to her?
I guess I can. If I have to talk to this scum of the earth, I'll deal with this. But
all
I'm
right.
not going to be happy
Jenna,
about it.
Hey, Jenna. I'm going to put Brad on the line. Go ahead, Brad. Thank you.
Hi, Jenna. It's Brad.
Hi.
It's Brad from the Portrait Studio.
Hi.
You had these pictures done on the 18th. It looks like you didn't pick them up yet, did you?
No.
Because we're not going to be able to print these with the.
Oh, how come?
Someone in these pictures. I'm not sure if it's your kids or you or what, but someone was showing their genitalia in these photos.
Oh.
And, you know, smiling and thinking it's hilarious. And I don't think it's hilarious. It's very vulgar and disgusting.
Really?
Yes. And it would be okay if...
Okay, because that wasn't us.
No, it's definitely you. It's got your name on it, and it's got your... Yeah, these are your photos, without a doubt.
No, they can't be.
And it wouldn't be so bad if they had attractive genitalia, but this is disgusting.
Oh, that's not funny.
I can't even hear. Can you shut your kids the fuck up? I can barely hear you.
Hello?
Hello, is this Garrett?
Yes?
This is Roy from the Portrait Studio. You had some pictures done here today? Yesterday?
No. I bought some gift certificates.
Yeah, but you were here. You were doing business with the Portrait Studio, correct?
Yes.
Well, the gift certificates, they're not going to be any good. They're not going to work.
Oh.
Were you buying them as a gift for somebody for Christmas tomorrow?
Yeah.
One of our employees, he's always been a pretty shifty person, and I think what he did, he just printed some fake gift certificates on his home computer and brought them into work, and he sold those to you. So basically, he sold you a piece of paper that's worth nothing. Like, who were you going to give these to?
Okay. two of my friends, two different friends.
Really? Did you give them out already?
I gave one of them out already.
Yeah, you're going to want to let them know
that... The other one I haven't given yet.
You're going to want to let them know that the Christmas gift you gave them is garbage. Just tell them to throw it in the trash.
Okay, so what do I do from here?
That's pretty much it. Just let them know it's garbage and maybe buy them something else.
No, but I must be able to get my refund back or something, right?
Our computer's not set up for this. We don't have any way to deal with this. We've never had this problem before. We've let them go, though, so it's not going to happen to anyone else. So just so you know, you're the last.
Well, no, but I'm like, I just paid $120-something for this, you know?
Right, but what are we supposed to do about it? I mean, it's just a piece of paper. It's not real. And he already took the money. We can't get the money back from him. We fired him. So basically, you're going to need to buy him something else. Buy your friend something else. Sorry about that.
No, but I should be able to get another gift certificate or something, right? To replace the one that I lost, right?
If this was a happy little movie with the perfect little ending, that's how it would work. But this is real life. There's nothing we can do. I'm sorry. I wish we could. I feel horrible.
What was your name again?
My name is Roy.
And you're the manager?
Right.
Okay. Is there a number I can reach you back at?
Definitely call up your friend. Let him know that gift certificate's no good. Just have him throw in the trash.
No, but what's your number?
808-01-513.
01. That's too many numbers.
No, it's one of the new 11-digit. It's one of the new 11-digit numbers because Hawaii's running out of numbers, so they put an extra digit on the end. Okay, so let your friend know. I have to call up some more customers and let them know about this problem. So I'm going to have to let you go, but just let him know that that's no good and buy him something else.
Well, this is not acceptable.
And I'm very sorry for the inconvenience, and have a nice Christmas. Merry Christmas and everything. Thank you for shopping at the Portrait Studio.
Wait, Roy, what's your last name?
Jurbel.
Roy?
Jurbel.
Did you spell that?
Gerbil.
Remember, kids, prank phone calls are a holiday tradition. And will never count against you when I make my list of who's naughty and who's nice!
That's it for this first episode of converting my YouTube videos, which are audio, back into audio to put on the website. Don't forget to visit youtube.com/phonelosersofamerica, and don't forget to visit phonelosers.org. And join our Facebook at facebook.com/phonelosers and our Twitter at twitter.com/phonelosers. And hey, if you miss live prank calls, you know, a good prank call show that's still out there is Madhouse Live. He's been doing prank calls since 2005. He broadcasts live every Thursday night on madhouselive.com. And he's the only person that I let have the stream, the phonelosers.org stream. So if you just go to phonelosers.org and click on the radio stream that's in the sidebar on Saturday nights at whatever it is, I don't know, 8 o'clock, 7 o'clock Pacific, 10 o'clock Eastern, prank calls for 3 hours. A lot of times I send Carlito numbers that I get from, you know, things like this portrait studio. He did portrait studios one night. But yeah, I send him numbers and he makes prank calls and they're funny. So come and listen to Carlito. It's fun.